Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Experience. This is our second episode of season number two, and I am joined by women's basketball player Destiny Perry. Destiny is going into her fifth season with the team. She's out of Middletown, Connecticut, plays guard, and has been a part of some big moments in this program's history. Destiny, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Good to have you. Thanks for joining us here. I want to start, as we always do, with these before AIC. Go back to Middletown, Connecticut. You're in high school, playing high school ball. How did you first, I guess, get in contact with AIC? Was it Coach Hutchison or?
Yeah, it was Coach Hutchison. But in high school, I played AAU, and we always would have tournaments at AIC, so I always knew about AIC.
So when was the first time you actually played at the Petova Gym then?
Probably like my sophomore year of high school.
And how much of an influence did playing here before you actually got here have on getting you to come to AIC?
When I played AU, we used to like walk around the campus and stuff, and I always knew like it was a nice campus and that I would try to come here one day.
So then what was it like when Coach Hutchison actually started recruiting you? Was it kind of like a dream come true kind of thing for you then?
Yeah, because I always had my eye on AIC, and then meeting the coach, she was really nice, and I thought I already knew that I was going to come here.
Now, you're a psychology major, if I'm remembering correctly. Mm-hmm. How much did that influence wanting to come to AIC? I know the psychology program here is generally pretty highly touted.
Yeah, and that's what it was. I asked Coach what was like was this school basically known for, and it was like nursing and psychology and stuff like that. And then I told her that I wanted to major in psychology, and she was like, yeah, we have a really good psychology program.
What are you looking to do with that degree once you do graduate?
I really want to work with kids, so I'm thinking about working in a school, maybe as a counselor.
Well, that's awesome. It's actually, a lot of people don't know this about me. I actually have a master's degree in education.
Oh, really?
I think I'm a communications major, but working with kids, that's such an awesome. Is there any specific things that you want to do with kids, or just kind of general?
Yeah, just general.
That makes sense. So I'm going to take you to your freshman year now, a memory I'm sure that you know what I'm about to, I can see the smile on your face. I know what you know I'm about to ask about. Senior night, Adelphi, national number 10, 5 seconds left and you've got the ball in your hands. What's going through your head on that play?
Honestly, the play broke down and we didn't get what we wanted to get. And then somehow I ended up with the ball at the top of the key. And I was like, I have no choice but to shoot it. We don't have time to pass, so I'm just going to shoot it and see what happens.
And of course, everybody remembers that ball going through. What did it mean to you as a freshman to have that kind of a moment for the seniors that you had spent a year learning from and playing with?
I mean, it was a really good game. And our seniors, they wanted that game. And Coach always said, do it for the seniors. Like, this is their last home game. So in my mind, I was like, I just have to do it for them.
Now, you played a lot of games as a freshman, but then the following year didn't really have as much opportunity to play. Now, the most recent season, you've gotten back. You played 29 games, averaged 10 points a game. What was that whole process like going through your sophomore and junior year, kind of the ups and downs of that?
I would say it was all mental. Like, I had people around me saying, keep going, don't give up and stuff like that. And I just had to focus and get back to playing.
Now, we know Coach Hutchison is an AIC women's basketball legend, and playing for her obviously has got to be special. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I wanted to actually talk about your assistant coach, Alyssa Guyon, somebody who was a teammate for you before she was your coach. What's it like being coached by somebody that you played alongside, and how does that dynamic work within the team, since so many of you played with her as a player and now have her as a coach?
I mean, when playing with her, it was really fun. I mean, she always knew what she was doing. She was a hardworking player. So now as a coach, she knows what to expect from me, and she pushes me to my limit.
What are some specific things that you've learned from her now that she's kind of moved into that coaching side that maybe you wouldn't have picked up just playing alongside of her?
I would say that she definitely knows what she's talking about. I would say that she's been here long enough. She knows how coach is, and she just guides us through it all.
Getting back to Coach Hutchison, what's it like playing for her, knowing that you're playing for arguably maybe the best player the program's ever had? She's a Hall of Famer. all of the things that she's done. What's that like, and what have you gained from that?
I mean, she's great. She knows what she's talking about. I put my 100% trust into her, and I just know that she's going to lead us in the right direction.
We're going into your senior year, hopefully, at least in terms of on the court, heading up this spring semester. What kind of expectations do you have for yourself, and what kind of things are you looking to maybe do differently than you've done in the past to ensure success for yourself and the team?
Well, being a captain, my leadership is going to be a big part of the team. We have a whole new team. We haven't really had much playing time together, so we're going to have to work really hard to learn how each other plays, and I just want everyone to work together and work hard.
What is the experience like, as you mentioned, not being able to play much, obviously, with this pandemic going on? What has it been like trying to get basketball in as much as possible and continuing your studies?
You have to do a lot of stuff on your own since we don't have a lot of gym time, and we can't play 5-on-5 or we can't scrimmage. You have to do a lot of stuff on your own, and then when you're in the gym, you have to work really hard.
Now, with this upcoming season, they're talking about doing divisional scheduling potentially. We still actually don't know. How much does the uncertainty factor in with what you're doing, of not even knowing maybe who we're going to be playing, obviously if we're going to play, but hopefully we do. How does that change things from a normal season where you know what the schedule is going to look like?
It's definitely hard because right now we don't know what's going to happen, so we just have to keep the faith and hope that we do have a season and fight through adversity.
Now, there's one question that we like to ask everybody at the end of every interview, and it's, something a little more personal, but somebody in your life, obviously, a lot of people in your life have had big influences on you, but can you maybe give us some insight into one person who's had a significant influence on your life that we might not know about and how they've impacted you as a person and made you into who you are today?
I would definitely say my grandma. She's been at like every single game that I can remember. She's been at all the AIC home games. I'm pretty sure everyone knows who she is. But she's definitely been my biggest impact in my life.
It's always good to have a grandma who's very supportive of you. I'm lucky enough to have one too. So,
yeah.
That's definitely always a good answer. While we're on the subject, I guess I'll make this the last question. Holiday coming up, Thanksgiving. What's your favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving?
I have two, definitely the ham and the mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese, okay, yeah, mac and cheese. Ham, though, a little surprise. Yeah. Usually people do turkey on Thanksgiving. You're going for the ham.
Yeah, I like ham way better than turkey.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. I like them both, and mac and cheese is always a good answer.
Yeah.
So there you go. Save me a plate for Thanksgiving. Destiny Perry, one of our seniors on our women's basketball team, a co-captain, and Destiny, we'll have a happy holiday. We'll see you in January when hopefully you're on the court putting up points for this team.
Okay, thank you.